It is time for StoryCorps, and today, as we look back on 10 years since Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, we hear a story from the Lower Ninth Ward, the part of town that was hit the hardest and the slowest to recover. 9 years after the storm, it still didn't have a single grocery store, but Lower Ninth Ward resident Burnell Cotlin wanted to change that. He saved money while working at fast food restaurants and dollar stores. He used it to buy a dilapidated building on an empty block, and in 2014, he opened a neighborhood grocery store. Burnell recently sat down for StoryCorps with his mother, Lily, to remember the days after the flood.
I remember coming back home. That was the first time I cried.
We lost everything.
Yep. I was in that FEMA trailer for almost 3 years. And I drove around the night ward. We didn't have no stores, no barbershops, no laundry room.
There's nowhere for people to go buy a loaf of bread.
Right. You have to catch 3 buses to get to a store. And I was taught if there's a problem, somebody got to make a move. So I decided to open up a grocery store. I remember when I first bought that building, everybody thought that I was crazy.
When I peeked in the door before you started working, I said, this is nothing but junk. I mean, it was trash and debris on the floor that you had to crawl over. And how can he make anything out of this? But you were one of my very interesting sons. Always jump into things you had no business doing.
It was hard. It was real, real hard. And those 8-hour days turned into 14, 15 hours a day. But what motivated me the most was seeing the people that was walking by with the groceries and seeing them get off the bus with all of those bags that made me work harder. We finally did the ribbon cutting ceremony, and that day I will never forget. You served the very
snowball.
First snowball, and the first customer cried. Because she said she never thought the Lower Ninth Ward was coming back.
You saw something that I didn't see. I'm glad you took the chance.
Just seeing so many people and the look on their faces is a joy. It was a headache back then, but now
it's all worth it.
It was all worth it. And if it takes me to do it by myself, I'm going to put one business at a time back into the Lower Ninth Ward. Because it's home.
Burnell Cotlin with his mother, Lily, at StoryCorps in New Orleans. This conversation will be archived in the Library of Congress. The podcast is on iTunes and at npr.org.